My name is Bob Duncan. I was born 71 years ago in Bishop Auckland in County Durham. I lived in Hebburn, Tyne, on the River Tyne. After leaving school, I worked for a couple of years, then went in the Royal Air Force. I spent 5 years in the Royal Air Force, and when I came out, I was looking for a job. I'd got a cousin who worked at the British United Shoe Machine Company. He was a charge hand in C department, and he got us an interview for a job. I had an interview for a couple of firms, but I went to work for the BU with a full intention of staying in Leicester for 6 months to a year, then moving back. I did move back 34 and a half years later. In the meantime, I become a shop steward at the BU, working in the assembly shop, building tour lasting machines. I built tour lasting machines basically for the 34 years I was at the BU. After a time at the BU, I became a shop steward. Nobody else wanted the job, so somebody had to do it, so I did that. It just so happened the convener, he was from the northeast as well, so we made a bit of a team. When the convener retired, nobody wanted the job again, so I took the job over. I had a deputy convener, he just happened to be from the northeast as well, so there was quite a few people from the northeast working at the BU. Well, they were working from all over the country. When Eric retired, Dave Tipton become deputy convener, and myself and Dave Tipton stayed fairly close till the BU closed. 6 months before the BU closed, Eric Curry, who was a deputy, had retired. He also retired from being a trustee. I put my name up to be the trustee and resign as being a convener and just be a shop steward again. I became a trustee, it just so happened, 6 months before the BU closed. I spent
that's the pension fund, isn't
that's
it?
That's the pension fund. Trustee of the pension fund. So I did. I only went to a couple of meetings before it all packed in. And when it did pack in, as everybody knows, everybody at the BU who was still working there lost their pension. The government, in their wisdom, said, if you're in a company pension scheme, it's safe and secure. Well, you know, to me, safe and secure means guaranteed. Okay, when I did say guaranteed, the government soon jumped on us and said that it wasn't guaranteed, but safe and secure meant guaranteed to me. And that's what we fought our case on. I was one of the four people who they took the case up because I'd been a convener, I'd been a trustee. So when we took our case up with the Pension Action Group, being led by Ross Alterman, as I say, I was Mr. B. We went to Parliament quite a few times. I used to get up at 4 o'clock, well, 3 o'clock in the morning, drive down to Leicester, pick Dave up, then we'd drive to Stanmore, park the car up and get the train or the underground into Westminster and be there for different meetings. Then we'd have to do the same back. And so I was getting back home about 12 o'clock at night. The only reason we did that is because I couldn't afford the train fare. It was cheaper to do it in the car. I went to see the select committee, public accounts select committee, and I had to give them a talk. And the first question one of the Labour MPs asked us, he says, if you knew that your pension wasn't safe and secure, would you put your money in? And my answer to that, and it's all down in hindsight, is I may be a stupid Geordie, but I'm not. I may be a thick Geordie, but I'm not a stupid Geordie. As you know, after fighting for about 4 to 5 years, the government just before we went to the House of Lords, after going to the Court of Appeal, which came down on our side, the next thing was to go to the House of Lords. The government caved in, and they paid 90%. Excuse me, 90% of our pension. Up to then, everybody hadn't got a clue what was going to happen. Since then, I've retired now. I've been retired 6 years, and I've got my pension. I'm living fairly comfortable up in the northeast again. Quite happy. And it seems in the distant past, when we did all this running around, driving down to London at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, getting back at 12 o'clock at night, it's a memory in the past.